In their opening comments, members of the House committee had very different views of what the plan called carbon cap and trade might do.
The cap and trade energy tax will cost this country millions of good jobs and will force the average American family to pay thousands of dollars in increased energy costs.
That's Steve Scalise. He's a Republican from Louisiana. No one actually knows the cost yet because there's not a final plan, but several studies estimate it would be a few hundred dollars a year, not thousands. Meanwhile, supporters say carbon cap and trade will create millions of jobs and a new green economy. Betty Sutton is a Democrat from Ohio.
It will be a challenge for our country to transform the way we operate and to transition to a green economy. But the costs of not addressing climate change far outweigh the challenges.
And members of President Obama's cabinet all told the House committee pretty much the same thing. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.